Blog Talk Radio.
By members of the Street Mamas. If you guys aren't familiar with the site, it's www.thestreetmamas.com. You can actually find some of my stuff on there as well. No further ado, I'm going to bring the man who got this all started on the line. Tony, are you there?
Yes, I am, Taser. How's it going?
It's going great. It's going great. I'm like wishing that I was back at New Scotland right now. Been, like,
Heck yeah.
Got my power bill, and I'm like, it's cooled off enough, I can leave the windows open, but I'm like, man, I could just be outside naked right now. I can't believe it.
Oh, I hear you.
So, 8 weeks, this is only our 9th week, we're in 32 countries already. Shout out to all of those who are not in the USA listening to us. Make sure you share it on whatever social media platforms you have over there. So, Tony, how long has the strip mall been alive?
Just under about 10 years. Didn't really get serious until probably 6-7 years ago when Tony Batman took us under his wing.
Yes, shout out to Batman, a man, the myth, and a legend, definitely retired, a happy man. I'm sure he's seen a lot of stuff in his lifetime.
Most definitely. But honestly, if it wasn't for that guy, we would probably have crashed and burned a long time ago. He was quite a mentor. So we started out with a really basic idea, and at his encouragement, it just kind of grew into what it is now, which is a marketing company that caters to the adult industry. It's actually designed to be like a network marketing company, which means that you benefit from helping your fellow performers.
Right. So, like, by bringing other people on, you're able to benefit through content, right?
From content, and actually we're working on a couple other things right now that I'm hoping to bring out in a month that are actually quite exciting as far as revenue streams go. Presently you can make money off of videos, you can make money off of personal items, clothes, stuff like that. Our webcams are going to be out within the next month and a half, as well as our new revenue streams, which I'm actually really looking forward to being able to tell people about when they're ready.
Sweet. Lots of stuff always going on with the strip mall. Can you throw down a couple of events other than News to Poppin' where you and your staff and even just competitors that are under your wing can be found on?
There's several contests that we attend every year, but honestly, the one that has become the one for us anyways is FDNC and PDNC. Sensational Features puts it on. It is so well run show. There's the largest party in Chicago every year, which, you've been there with me, Taser. Chicago SexCon. Yeah, Chicago
SexCon.
Yeah,
did you hear the news? It's just Chicago SexCon has seen its days. Next year is going to be in Hollywood, California.
Oh, really? I hadn't even heard that yet.
Yeah, I was surprised.
You've stepped up and beyond me into knowing before I do.
He dropped a bomb on my radio show. I was surprised. I was like, oh, what? Oh, what? Oh, what? What did you say?
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
like
it sounds like I'm going to need to. Yeah, it sounds like I'm going to need to go with a new stage design because I don't want to haul that stage of ours that far. I think I'm going to go. I've got to design one that's a little bit more portable because, I mean, it just seems wrong to go to an event like that without all of our toys.
Yes, we have to have our toys. The strip mall is definitely a toy sensation. You can find a setup, a portable stage. Well, it's not even really portable, but we portable it. you know, any event, there's always girls working the pool. Like, for instance, SexCon, they have a main stage. The strip mall has their own stage, and the strip mall stage always has girls on the stage. If you see the SexCon video that Mr. Larry Guerin put out, you can actually see me on the strip mall stage as well. Definitely love working the strip mall stage. It's always fun. They usually have a Lyron. I'm waiting to see them implement some silks that maybe want to show too. I know that Tony, the strip mall is definitely a go-to as far as making these toys as well. He spends a lot of time in his shop custom making them for girls to special order. So if you want a portable stage or you want a layer setup or, I mean, I think I even saw one that he made that was a heart for
Yeah, I made a heart aerial hoop for Nikita Steele. Actually, it was hanging up at News of Poppin'. As it turned out, absolutely beautiful.
And there's a square too. Like I've seen a cube.
An aerial cube.
It comes up with a lot of stuff. The bowl, the champagne bowl.
Not too many people saw the tank. The tank was in Buffalo, New York. The tank is actually getting ready to make a re-release. As a matter of fact, I'm probably going to be putting the tank up for sale. That is an actual working Power Wheels tank that I created that shoots T-shirts. It's pretty badass, actually.
Oh, is it like a potato cannon, like the old school where we used to get in trouble?
No. This has interchangeable shells and uses nitrogen to project the T-shirts. As a matter of fact,
yeah,
I designed it so that you could even roll in a parade with the thing. So,
if you guys can think of something that you want for fun that's like circusy and performer-ish, just message Tony because he is a mastermind of figuring out how to make things happen. I do see Megs is on the line, and I know your battery is about to go down. Is there anything else that, like, as far as the business aspect of it? Because we're going to hear all about, like, the competitions, the, you know, just tons of, don't even know what else we're going to hear about. You know,
honestly,
it has taken on
a life of its own. I am actually looking forward to lighting a fire and actually seeing some explosive growth here in another month or two. Like I said, we have some things that we've been working on that I'm quite excited about. As a matter of fact, I'll probably have to come back on and introduce them through your show. I will try to call back in again if my phone doesn't completely die. If not, well, hopefully everybody says good things about me. It was nice talking to you.
I think that we can mute them. We'll do that. Or no, the safe word is what did the fox say? And then we go and we mute the phone. So yeah, I'm all about positivity. There's enough negative in the world without contributing to it. So if I can keep something positive, that's exactly what I'm gonna do. I can't. The power of positivity is infectious, and that's
well. Watching you rise through the masses has been a beautiful thing, Taser. You are one of the most motivated women I've seen. So, I wish you luck.
Thank you so much. Thanks for letting me represent the strip mall through the radio station and for joining us. And I'm gonna bring on Meg. Let's find out what this man.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
You have a good day.
Bye.
I hear you were mad at me because you had to sit on mute last
night. Oh, you're one of my sweethearts, so I forgive you.
Tony sent me a text message. He's like, Meg said you better not leave him on hold. I'm like, dude, there are so many people calling into the show. Could you imagine what a cluster it would have been if I just unmuted everybody at the same time? I should do that one day, just to see what, you know, because the little thing whispers in your ear that you're unmuted, so.
Right.
Well,
so, how are things?
Things are going great. Things are going great. You definitely have to tune into our new Music Monday. That show's sick. We got a lot of stuff going on. Zoe Blanco joined us live. I wasn't even excited to know it was going to happen.
New Music Monday. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, brand new music. Artists like Sean Paul and like DNA Twins. Tease the Beast is a music producer. We got a lot of stuff going on Monday. Plus, we're going to be giving away like concert tickets and stuff in the Atlanta area, and possible competitions for studio time through like up and coming artists. And just it's fucking sick. I don't even know where it's going to go. I had to sign a whole bunch of paperwork on crap for like non-disclosure because people are not allowed to use the music that's on my radio station. It's never been used anywhere else. It's like it's its own monster. It's crazy. But, I mean, I don't think I really would be where I am right now if it wasn't for, Bob Ferguson from Cherry introduced me to News of Poppin', and News of Poppin' introduced me to the strip mall, and the strip mall kind of was like, they're the reason I kind of went back to News of Poppin', because they welcomed me as, like, a family member, and have been, they've motivated me ever since. They've stayed in contact, whenever I need something, the owner doesn't hesitate, but the answer, he answers the call, and he'll tell me if he doesn't know the answer, he'll get somebody who does. It's very, it's been inspirational for sure, working with the strip mall. Can you tell us some of the, funny things that you've had, behind the scenes? Because I know that you do a lot of work for the strip mall, and a lot of it's behind the scenes, escorting girls around the property. What's some of the stuff that you've experienced with the strip mall that, bring light to the strip mall and humor to the show.
Are you on a headset?
No. I probably need to walk around. Oh, okay. See? You can't hear me? Can you hear me better now?
I can hear you better now because you were like in and out. I was hearing every other word. So I heard most of it. So what was the last question?
Oh, I said, I know that you do like a lot of behind the scenes. This is what... I was just saying to my producer, I'm just as productive sitting down. I think that, I have to be standing up or the radio show just doesn't work right. It's weird. But what I was saying is, I know you do a lot of behind-the-scenes work for the strip mall at events.
Uh-huh.
So...
Right.
Spread, a positive light on the strip mall, obviously. What's some stuff that you have done or ran into, or some last minute show preparation things that,
Well, I mean, it's always last minute, I mean, the photographers are never ready, the performers are never ready, the producers are never ready. We think we're ready. We prep for it for months ahead of time. So, a lot of times what I do when I'm prepping is I contact all the magazines that I want to work for and publish, see who's going to print, because usually, magazines cut off on the 20th. So by the time, you take a day of jet lag rest and whatnot, it really kind of crunches trying to get everything together. So it makes it really difficult because you got to make a story, you got to put a storyline in, you got to have a different storyline for different magazine outlets. Then you got to have different pictures for each outlet. Some of them, they've got to be clean with no nudity. So that's kind of hard to do, especially at a News of Popping event or something like that, where everybody's naked. So you get very few good pictures to use. So that makes it a little frustrating. And then you got the model releases and all this stuff that you have to get done per picture per it. Different magazines require different paperwork. So it's just a lot of organization of pictures. If you shoot 2,000 or 3,000 or 4,000 pictures over the course of 2 or 3 days, especially in a competition like News of Popping, you might have a girl compete 2 or 3 different times and it's not the same. So you got to try to batch file all these different entertainers into their own file. So it's a couple weeks of work. So usually when you get an event that's so close to magazine cutoff, you try to work it so that you do the month after, because there just simply is not any time. Everybody wants their pictures the day after, which of course doesn't happen. And then you have to do your own social media stuff. So it's crazy. Then the other big prep thing is You know, there's a couple events that I do just because I love to do them. One is definitely needs a pop in. Then I do ABN out in Vegas every year. And then I'll do Night Moves Award Show, their porn award shows in October, which is coming up quite soon, I believe. So it's okay. You've got the hotel room. You've got flights. You've got you try to see first of all. You get a sponsor to kind of help with the with the load of the pocket, and then you know try to pick up some private shoots, some exclusive shoots to help absorb some of that shock. Because, you know, going for 1 or 2 days is great, but if I leave, I want to leave for about a week. So I try to schedule it like where I can visit friends when I go on vacation and still work at the same time and try to pick up a shoot. And it's so it's really a nonstop ordeal between trying to be a photographer, covering these events and travel, and then my regular job, working with my hands, working with wood. So that's trying to balance all that and have customers.
Wait a minute, you mean you have a real job?
Yeah, I do have a real job, believe it or not. I have several different contractors.
That's like the biggest joke in America, I swear.
Yeah, well, I have several contractors that I work for, but they have to book me. So like 1 or 2 days or whatever. So I don't say, okay, I'm here Monday through Friday, because that just does not work for me. So they'll book, and then, I'm a part owner in a boat shop as well. So, you know, I have customers that have to special book to get stuff in. So I just kind of make everything else revolve around me, you know, as far as my travel itinerary, you know, cause I really love coming out, supporting all the girls and the guys too, for that matter, at Nudes of Popping and other events around the country. But, you know, you can only do so much. So I go, I tend to go to where I'm most loved, where I have most of my friends. You know, like the sex con, that's something I want to hit. You know, we have Fetish Con coming up this week here right in St. Pete. So that's a pretty amazing, like, 3 or 4 day adventure with every fetish you could ever imagine is there. And it's just a really crazy time. So,
Wednesday, Alyssa Black, she's a dominatrix and was there for the fetish porn thing. She actually hosted it like back in 2012 or something. I want to just take a shout out for a second and say that if you're on hold, we are definitely going to get to you. Please don't
really
drop off the line. I do have a non-performer. The fifth caller does get my Snapchat for free for the year. But I want to take a step back really quick. First off, Chris Meggs is a photographer. He works for the strip mall and for himself. He is very, very well known. I have had people from California drop his name on my
Shepherds.
1 second. Yep.
Oh, you're good.
Go ahead.
Multitasking. But my question for you is, because you brought up the word sponsors, what does it mean? I mean, what does it mean to sponsor, per se, you as a photographer?
Radio
and what would a sponsor get out of it if they would want to sponsor you for one of these events?
Well, as far as a sponsor goes, it comes in a lot of different ways. It could be they're going to pay for my flight. They'll pay for my hotel. Like AVN last year, Foreplay, my home club, paid for my flight and for my hotel room, which was amazing. You know, that made it affordable to stay in Vegas for 8-9 days. So that always works. And then what they get out of it, you know, of course they're going to get the exclusive on, you know, they're going to get the PR on there. So a lot of times we'll bring T-shirts or whatever and take pictures of some of you know, the favorite entertainers, porn stars or feature entertainers or whomever I might run into. So they get the promotion you know, they get the bragging rights. Hey, man, yeah, we were there. So that goes a long way. The year before ABN, I just had a fan out of the blue. He's like, hey, are you going to go to ABN? I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to swing it. He's like, well, what if I went ahead and paid for your hotel? And I'm like, okay. And so he puts me up to Bellagio. I'm like, perfect. So,
hey,
and I'm like, I can't
that's
beat
beyond perfect. They control the damn fountains in Las Vegas.
Yeah, and he does body castings of females. He's like, well, I'm actually from St. Petersburg, Florida, around by you. He goes, when I get a chance to stop back into town and visit, he goes, could you take me, show me around and show me some of the clubs? I'm like, yeah, sure, great. So it all depends. Everybody's got different situations of why they will sponsor. Sometimes it's hard to get a sponsor. And there's a couple events I just won't go to. Which I'm not going to name, but there's events that I won't go to because there's nothing there for me. You know what I mean? I'm coming there, I'm giving you free PR, you're getting published in magazines. So, you know, if they don't want to play ball, I'm not going to pay for everything, you know, my credentials, my room
right.
and all that. So,
now,
it doesn't make sense.
So if there's a local business owner and they're going to have an adult event or even any event that they would like to sponsor you for, like that has models, they would be able to contact you how, like to set up a sponsor, how would they contact you?
Well, you know, I'm in, just so you know, I was out of Facebook prison for 30 days. That I was on for 30 days. That lasted 18 hours, and I just got tossed back in the clink today. So, so I'm another 30 days.
Is it for pictures?
Yeah, it's actually Penny Lane's butt got me thrown in this time.
Okay,
so
listen, you're done doing it that way. I'm going to call you when the show is over, and I'm going to tell you how to post your pictures legally. Facebook legally and get paid for it. Okay?
You know
then
what?
You'll never go
That'd
to Facebook
great.
Again. I'm telling you, I post naked pictures on Facebook all fucking day. If you go look at my Facebook,
That's...
which I know you can still do, I have a naked, a topless photo on my timeline right now. But I get paid, and I get paid for it to be on there. 5 cents every 50
gosh.
Hit. Yes, you're done fucking
really?
In advance. I'm saving your. I'm jailbreaking you.
Jailbreaking, baby, because I need to make money. I mean, it was Penny Lane's butt. She got such a pretty butt on the picture I took. She was actually at my home club. Her and Katie Suter came by after News of Poppin'. They competed on the East Coast, and I was like, come on over to the West Coast. You know, come dance at the club. Let's party. And I took some pictures of her, Penny Lane, there, and she just had a beautiful butt shot that I took, so I put that up, and that's what definitely got tossed me into the clink this morning or yesterday or whatever. But
right.
Yeah, that would be great. But that really the best. Oh, go ahead.
Nope, I won't go ahead and finish because I was waiting for that info. I got somebody that's been on the line.
I'm in Facebook jail so often, but I also have a Twitter. You know, anything Chris Meggs or Meggs World, you can generally find me on Twitter, Instagram. I do have an email. The easiest one to remember is Chris Meggs, M-E-G-G-S, the numbers 69@gmail.com. That's the shortest one, Chris Meggs, 69@gmail.com. And really, I'm a very personal person. I'm text and phone. Easiest, best way, if you don't get a hold of me on Facebook, I'm not ignoring you. I'm in jail and I can't respond. Is 727-269-1179, which is my cell number, and I always have it on me. So,
one last question,
ways.
Really quick, before I drop you off. Well, you can stay on, but I'm going to mute you and bring on the next caller. Someone is a fan of a model that you have shot. Do you offer a profit share where you would sell them, you know, maybe like the pictures that they've had for that, you know, for 2017, all the pictures that you've had for 2017 to that model, where they could pay a certain price and then you and the model split the money? Do you offer that, or could you offer that?
You know what? Absolutely. I've always done that because I'll get people that will email me or text me or Facebook me or whatever, say, oh my God, I really like that model. What's it going to take to get pictures of this model? And that depends if they want 3 or 5 or 10. Or what do you want? You want to put them on the ceiling so they can whack off? You want to use them for promotion, depending on the circumstance of what they're using them for. Then I give them a price. And if they're gung-ho, then I split right down the middle with the model. So,
yeah.
You know, if I sold.
He shoots a lot of famous people, let me just tell you this.
Yeah, I split it right down the middle. I think that's fair. you know, they're the talent. I'm the trigger man. And if some pervert wants to throw up a shrine of a model or something, so be it. Who cares? If they're gonna pay us $200 or $300, huh? Yeah, we love perverts. Yeah, perverts keep the business rolling. So yeah, that's absolutely. I split everything down the middle with the model. So.
Sweet.
And then
so
I
Chris
also
with two G's at 69@gmail. Chris, that's how you find Chris.
Right. And then I also if I got a model that's really nice to work with, really good to work with, and she's willing to do the work, then I'll also get her promoted, and I'll get her modeling gigs. I'll get her shoots, as long as she's willing to put her two cents in, you know, and do her part of it and self-promote herself. Then yeah. So yeah, it goes pretty good. The girls seem to like it, you know.
This man is known. He's very well known. He's published in magazines. And goes to huge events. If you're an up and coming model and you want to shoot, Chris Meg, 2G69@gmail.com. Or if you're looking to get pictures of a model, he can probably, if it's convenient, even arrange for custom photos between the model and him. But you're never going to know unless you ask. So Chris Meg, 2G69@gmail.com.
Thank you. Love you, baby. Thank you.
Love you too. Thank you so much for waiting on the line. Who do we have? Your line
is here. You have Autumn Rain with you, Taser.
What's up, Autumn? I'm excited.
Not a lot. How are you, girl?
Autumn's going to call in and help me co-host Success Saturday this Saturday at 5:30.
Absolutely.
I want to say that this lady is long and thin and has red hair and came out on the stage and used the top end in a red checkered dress, red and white checkered dress with a little green John Deere tractor.
My green John Deere tractor. It's a good time.
Her tractor is sexy. I think her tractor is sexy. So how long have you been on this revolve? Can you tell us, like, you know, what this revolve has done for you and maybe what event they'll be able to see you at next other than co-hosting this Saturday?
Back in 2013, I met Tony, and I was hemming and hawing and with whether or not I should come back to the world of featuring, and he kind of motivated me and told me, you know, the world needs pretty redheads. So I jumped back in, and he helped get me going a little bit. Recently, I was struggling with finding reliable photographers in my area, and Tony pulled me out of a jam and got me some new promo and got things up and running again. So the strip mall, in my case, has been relatively helpful. Every year at Nudesy's there, it's welcoming like a family. He invites us all in and takes care of us, makes sure we're safe. So he's a good guy. Strip mall's awesome.
Yeah, most definitely. If you come to an event and you need a place to sleep or you need food or, like, I think he's even pulled, like, $20 out of his own pocket to give somebody gas money for the ride home that didn't have it. Like, he's legit, like, having a pop, you know, and he's not one of those creepy, like, a lot of, like, producers and business owners in the adult industry are, like,
No, definitely not. He really makes you feel comfortable. Definitely
comfortable. And he's married. His wife is awesome, too. Like, they are family, you know. They're not just fly by night. If you have an issue, they definitely contact you. So was this your first time featuring again?
I featured a long time ago and I stopped and then did the whole mom school college thing and decided to come back because I was still young enough to do so. So second time doing it, this time much more fun than the first.
Heck yeah. So what's your strip mall? If people want to find you on the strip mall, it's thestripmall.com/ what's your number?
3801.
Thestripmall.com/3801. I gotta look mine up. Probably get mine.
Absolutely, got some new stuff there.
Yes, she has some hot bathtub, bubble bath, champagne, and lots of sexy pictures. She has very long legs and amazing tits. I just have to throw that out there.
Oh, I love you, girl.
You got to make sure when you enter this that it's literally the THE strip mall, STRIPMALL.com, because you can't just put in strip mall and find what you're looking for, you got to actually put in the word thestripmodel.com.
Yep. It's required.
3801. So anything you want to throw out there, honey? Other than like
through going through the website and doing some recent updates on it on my own profile, I'm actually finding that there's many, many ways to utilize it and make money. And I was excited to hear that the camming's going to be starting up in a month because that's something I've actually been considering. So I'll keep everybody posted if I actually do venture into the camming area. And when you get a chance,
yes,
tell me about the Too Hot for Facebook thing you're making money off of too.
I will. You have to have, like, a lot of – you have to already be set and have models. I just had an instance with them. So if you are an actual model that has a following already, I can help you make money. If you are an up-and-coming model that doesn't really have a following, I can help you get a following and make money, but it's going to take a little work. I'm definitely down for the count if you're ready, but – yeah, just email CynthiaTaser@gmail.com. Autumn, I have you on Facebook. But anybody else who's listening and wants in on that, just send me a message, and I will work with you and get you set up on whatever. There's tons of ways to make money. It doesn't even have to be mainstream. There's contests out there that you can make money just through pictures, through videos, stuff that's, like, adult but not – like, nude but not adult. There's just, I'm telling you that I'm very saturated in the industry, so just hit me up, CynthiaTaser@gmail.com, and I am going to bring on our next caller. I'll get with you about Success Saturday here in a little bit, actually probably tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right. You can stay on. I'm just going to meet you and take on the next caller. Thanks for calling in, hon.
All right, girl. Thanks. Love you. Bye.
He's been on the phone for like 15 minutes. That's a trooper. Who do we have online? Can you hear me? 570-713?
Yes. Hey, it's Bob Layton from Studio 83.
What is up? He's a Captain Save-A-Ho when it comes to stripper wardrobe malfunctions. We are talking to Bob Layton from Studio 83, ExoticClubWear.com. The man, the myth, and the legend has sold outfits across the nation and probably even worldwide to features and very, very famous people. So if you want what the girls are wearing that are in the magazine, this is the guy to look for. Can you tell us some funny stories, like maybe about like saving some of the girls at the strip mall with wardrobe or shoes. I think you saved me with shoes one year. I don't remember what happened. I don't know if mine broke or I just no idea.
Yeah, I know. I think this year made 4 years straight of somebody last minute needing shoes. I know Jada Dawn got a hold of me like after I was packed and ready to leave and says I need shoes, and I said, well, you're gonna have to get with me when I get there because I can't look now. And she came over Saturday morning and I hooked her up with the ankle boots that she wore Saturday. I'm trying to think. I think she needed shoes this year.
Coyote and Javon Diva. That's my partner in crime.
And I gotta give her a shout out. She wore my crop top all day Saturday.
Yeah, she did. She wore it on stage, and she looked hot as fuck in that thing.
I know. I got to admit, I mean, I do love seeing that crop top and the tank top out, being put out around. And actually, I have a little bit of an announcement. We are probably going to launch the new website this month. And
yeah.
speaking of strip mall, it'll probably also be either the first or second site that will be linked together. So actually all the strip mall people will also find Studio 83 on strip mall.
That's awesome. It definitely makes it easy to navigate when they're an existing model and they're like, where do I go get clothes at? Who sells the clothes? And Bob is the go-to Bob is the go-to for the clothes, for sure.
So, yeah, I know this has been way too long in the making, but it's just one of those things that you really can't speed up, and it's been very frustrating for me, but I'm like, I want it done yesterday, and I've been wanting that for months, so...
We've been talking about that for like 2 years because don't you have for everybody, but you do have like, and I don't want to like drop information that you don't already have out there, but if you have a following and you're one of the girls who travels the country and you run in all the time, like all the time I run into girls who are like, where'd you get those panties at? Well, I tell them and you know what? They don't even remember most of the time. But, and then I don't follow up, obviously, but if there was something in it, then I'm sure that we would make sure that we followed up with these girls, and I think that you're going to be doing, like, a partnership with, like, obviously they have to have a following, like, Too Hot for Facebook. They're not just going to pay whoever just to jump on there and start promoting with other people's friends, but if they have a following, isn't there, like, some sort of partnership that you were going to do through the new site?
Yes, we're going to do what's called affiliate marketing. Basically, I'll start with all the adult stars that I already know personally, and they will be marketers. If anybody has a webcam site, they can be affiliate partners or affiliate marketers. And then basically, I can take clubs, and what we'll do with clubs is it's called branding. Any club that has a website, you know, we'll just take a, there'll just be a little link on there. It'll say store, and it'll actually look like it does that club's website, but it'll just redirect into mine, and they'll get paid off of that. And of course, any affiliate gets paid for sales they generate. And
oh, wow. So, like, the clubs themselves can get into this because obviously they have girls that need clothes, so the club itself could possibly, you know, partner with you and bring down, you know, maybe use that extra money that they're making on selling the girls' clothes and give them a little bit of slack on the house fee so that the girls are dressed properly. Because all the time people are like, they won't buy shoes, they won't do this, they won't do that, they won't put back into their own business. And you know what, that's kind of a no-brainer, but they would just kind of swap the two, you know, so they could have, because, I mean, the girls look nice, the guys are going to come.
Yeah, I mean,
and wanting to look that up, Bob Layton on Facebook. But do you have an email, or is there's a contact sheet right there on your website now, right?
Yeah, all my contact information is on the website. Like my cell phone is my everything phone, so it's not like there's a private number to reach me or anything. I try to make myself as available as possible. I've been contacted in the middle of the night. that's usually, you know.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to give your cell phone out on air, but definitely, you have an email maybe?
Yeah, that's on there too. But back to what I was saying, when you said about being longer, yes, this was supposed to happen 2.5 years ago, and it didn't. The people then failed building that website. So by the grace of God, I almost have to say, funny story, I had a gentleman contact me about coming to his club, and I've never had that happen. And 10 minutes after I was in his club, I was telling him what, you know, my problem was, and lo and behold, he actually does websites, and he used to work for Oracle and all this and all that. He says, I could do it. So it was, you know, it's timing's everything, being in the right place at the right time. And if not, I could still be out there looking, because for what I want done is very time consuming. It's very expensive. So I'm lucky, I'm fortunate, blessed, whatever you want to call it. It's just that, and I'm being patient now, you know, just trying to get it done. And actually my next, I shouldn't say goal, but something I need to try to get to happen is that's why I'm debating on when I'm going to actually launch, because I would like to tie something into either right before or right after Expo. And I think it would be beneficial for me to have a booth at Expo simply for this launch. I mean, you know as well as I already know a bunch of features. A bunch of them are already
right.
My customers. But I think it's very important to get to Expo. And,
Expo coming up, are you meaning that you need to find contact information to get there, or is that what you're saying?
No, I need to find money.
Yeah, them booths are not cheap, that's for sure. Them booths are not.
And something I was thinking of today that actually hit home, you know, it's like, you know, you do got to make money in business, obviously, but that's never been my drive. Like now I'm actually looking into companies who offer mainstream clothing as well. So in other words, what I'm looking at is, it's not a money standpoint, it's customers who I already have in this industry, obviously wear other things outside the industry. And if they are going to be an affiliate and they're going to use an Amazon wish list, which I forgot to tell you, we're also the Amazon wish list, what do you want to call it? You'll be able to use your Amazon wish list with Studio 83. So if you're an affiliate.
Oh, yes, I love that, because that'll help with a lot of webcam girls and stuff, because we all use the Amazon wish list for customers.
And the thing of it is, and if I'm offering, you know, and I don't know how long it's going to take to get everything I want, I'll probably never stop adding to the website and the business. I mean, it is set up to be a multi-million dollar a year business, not like the peanuts that it is now. But to me, it would mean more to me that now I can take my existing customers and offer them things that they're not using in the industry, per se, at home or out to dinner or whatever, you know, if they want that kind of work. That's the drive that I have, because it's about making customers happy. And
right, and I know obviously a lot of the features they have realized too, and so that, you know, that's going to definitely play into keeping them classy. Like, I know that you have very good taste in outfits. There's girls that will just go up to you and not even look at your boots and just ask you what you have for them, and you're very, very good at just grabbing something and saying, like, oh, I have the perfect thing for you, and, you know, just pulling it in there. So, yeah, definitely kudos to everything that you have going. I'm looking forward to seeing what your site has to offer here soon. I definitely look forward to being an affiliate. I've been waiting on that one. Studio83ExoticClubwear.com. You can find shoes. You can find regular shoes, meaning shoes that have very little heel, all the way up to, like, what, 10-inch heels, 9-inch heels?
10-inch heels.
10-inch. 10-inch heels. I don't think that there's a lot of flats on there, but there's a lot of, like, 1 or 2-inch heels on there.
There are
like summery. Very, very cute stuff, and lots of selection. If you think, you know, you've seen a lot of heels or all the heels, like, you haven't until you look at the site. He has an amazing selection of items. He has evening gowns. He does have club wear on there, or at least us girls would think of it as club wear. Just check out the site for sure, and know that there's more to come. So if you don't see something that you want on there, when you first get on there, make sure that you look again. I do believe I have another caller that I want to pop on here, and I hope that you do make it to Expo. I'll be out at Expo this year. It's in Vegas. I'll see if I can find some of your cards if you don't make it and throw some of them out when we go to the club. But thank you so much for calling in, and I definitely love the stuff that I get from you. It's very durable. It doesn't just break. My shoes last a good 6 months of crazy banging them, like not like, I'm very hard on my stuff. I mean, I have a white dress from Bob that I literally rolled around in a muddy river in, and I was able to bleach it, and I still wear it in the freaking club. It's still white. So it's definitely good material, and I think I've had that dress for, like, 3 years now, and I usually dance or close in the graveyard by then, so... very good selection of stuff and very good quality. I am going to go ahead and take this other caller, and thank you so much for calling in, Bob.
Thank you. I'll try and check back in, like, when I know there's a launch date or when I have some more news.
Absolutely. Anytime. Just hit me up on Facebook Messenger, and if I have a show that correlates with it, I will set you up, and if not, then maybe we can schedule for Strip Mall and you to both come on at the same time and do half hour, and do a split show.
Dan, I also want to say before I go, Tony is a friend. We're not just in business together, but I consider Tony a friend as well, because I know this is more like geared towards a Strip Mall show, so I want to give Tony a shout-out.
Yeah, and it's really awesome to find out that you're going to be on the Strip Mall, too. So, I mean, thank you so much for calling in. I know that you've saved numerous, numerous dancers. I know that you've closed numerous dancers. I know that you've sold us bras and panties and shoes and stockings and evening gowns and you name it, and you've put it on our body. So we appreciate your time. Have a good day, Aaron.
You too, thanks.
If you guys want to check me out on the Strip Mall, it is thestripmall.com/2863. All of the pictures and news that pop in for, like, the last 5 years are on there. There are some videos on there. There's some video previews on there. There's some pretty cool, crazy stuff on there that you don't find on any other site. Been with the Strip Mall for 5 years. Love the Strip Mall. Like I said, they're pretty much family. And they're about to revamp the site, which I'm so, so excited for, and probably be, on there more active a lot more once the change takes place. I have another caller on the line for 23 minutes. Thanks for holding on the line. Who do we have? Can you hear me? 309 number, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, what's up? This is our winner from last week. He knows a lot of girls from Mr. Mo. He's been in News of Poppins probably as long as I have. From the same city
yeah.
that I'm in. And what do you have to say about, maybe the girls from Mr. Mo? We have like 12 minutes left. Who's your favorite one? Like, what's the favorite feature show that you've seen them produce? Do? Maybe what's your favorite?
Oh, golly, that's kind of hard to pick just one. It's kind of hard just to pick just one favorite.
Oh, you don't have to pick just one favorite. We just want to know about the Strip Mall, so just ramble them off. We have 12 minutes.
Well, let me think here because, let's see, I'm trying to think who I saw go up as. Sometimes people can change, but Coyote
right.
always
well,
puts
you're
on
thinking
a good
about
show.
That, we have the Strip Mall has won the Club Award for like I think the last four, maybe even 5 years or more, bringing the most models to News of Poppin'. They win that every year. You can see the Strip Mall, I believe, published Girl, Girl, and Hustler, Cherry, Tattoo Taboo, Excitement Magazine. I believe there might be some Hustler, some girls that made it into Hustler off of the Strip Mall. These girls are feature entertainers and they do travel the country. If any of the girls that are on the Strip Mall most of the girls that are on the Strip Mall can be hired for private parties, clubs, and feature tour bookings. You said Coyote J. Von Diva. She just did a awesome. She blew my fireworks show away. I was scared to even use the fireworks that I used this year, and she blew them fireworks away. This girl brought out the bang bang at the glow show.
Yep. Well, actually, while I was in Indiana, I head up the Lion's Den heading back to my hotel, and I was able to find Cherry Magazine that says display until March 20th. And in there, you might remember the pole competition that was held in Peoria. Well, that's is what's featured in there. So there's girls in that issue that are definitely with Strip Mall that were that are in the magazine.
It was Cherry. I'm not sure if I made it in Cherry. I know that I made it in Excitement magazine, but you know what? I need to go back and order all these issues that I could possibly be in, because I know I'm in a lot of magazines and I'm in them every year, but I never get to see the publication. Like, I never have a hard copy. I think that I got one from Tattoo Taboo. I got one hard copy from Tattoo Taboo, and they had the picture of my tattoo on my lip. And I know that I've been featured in that one twice as an individual, but I've been in there every year as a group shot for News of Poppin'. And
We're in the group shot for, in this Cherry. I was just taking a look here because it looks Katie Sutra is in this one. And Katie always puts on a great show.
Oh, is that the pictures with the pink top and the black shorts that they made us wear?
No.
Was that?
Remember when the pole competition was at Big Al's this past?
Yeah, that featured dancer. That was the national competition. I got best legs at that competition.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they've got four pages. No. Three pages worth of photos, and there's one group shot, but just trying to take a look here who made it in and who might be with Strip Mall, because I see Ruby Ryder, I see Ivy Bain, Zuma, Juliana Rose, Callie Jane. That's all the ones that I can really, really see here. But there, Annie Lane. But there is a group shot with all of you in it, from Coyote to yourself to Zuma to Ruby to Kalia to Callie Jane.
I know that all of the Nudes the Poppin' content for every one of those models that you mentioned, if they come to Nudes the Poppin', I do believe that they have an account in the strip mall. So at very minimum, you would be able to see snippets of their shows and their performances on the strip mall website. I do believe they upload those. I think I was just looking at my page and saw that I think even this year's is already up there. So if you have a model and you didn't get to make it to News of Poppin', stripmall.com is definitely your go-to. There's an index on there. You can look up male models and female models. I just got to clarify that. They do have male and female on there. They have they just have everything, honestly. And if you do want them to make props and stuff for you, you can contact them. If you want to be a feature, they are a good person to go to find out, how do you go about getting booked? How do I go about setting up gigs? How do I go about getting exposed, building a fan base? They pretty much have all of those answers.
And I was showing some photos from Nudes of Poppin' to some folks around here, and one of them, probably if they were on, would give a shout out to Hermes, because they were, when this lady friend saw his picture, she was very much liking what she was seeing. So
yeah, shout out to Hermes. I can't even, he changes his name. I know him. So I was going to shout out his name when I said male answers, but I was like, wait a minute, I think he changed it. He won Mr. New North America this year. He was actually talking to me. I don't even remember what we were talking about. And then he goes, here, congratulations. And he hands me a trophy and takes off running. And I was like, and that had happened to the first trophy, too. We were talking. and he didn't really know what was going on, but he won Mr. North America, and then he went and picked up Jillian Jansen, and it was so funny. That girl is so cute. You know, there's a lot of stuff that goes on with the strip mall. They go to competitions all across the country. They have models that they're professional. They know what they're doing. If you want Jello wrestling or Cool Whip wrestling or, you know, a bachelor party, this is the site to contact. They have hundreds of models, male and female, that can, you know, assist with those bookings. They have adult videos for sale. They have striptease videos for sale. They have picture sets for sale. They have plus items, whether it be posters or outfits that they no longer use, or stockings, or you know, some fetish material is even on there, and you can get all this stuff and find all this stuff from your favorite model just by going to thestripmall.com, thestripmall.com. You have to make sure you put the "the" in there. Like I said, you can look me up. Just put /2863. If you're wanting to sign up for the strip mall and you want me to help share your content, you can definitely put my model number 2863 in there, and I will do what I can to help mentor you. There's a lot of new awesome stuff going on all around the board. This is definitely where you're going to hear a lot of it, so make sure you tune in to Taser Time Wacky Wednesdays, and I'm going to go
videos,
ahead, Rob, and what?
Said, speaking of videos, did you get the link that I sent you?
I did. I didn't understand how you got that on YouTube without getting in trouble for it, though, because she definitely didn't have any clothes on, but.
Well, I found out from somebody that you can actually upload onto YouTube stuff like that, if it's not public, there's two other settings. There's unlisted, which means that the person who uploads it would have to share the link with you. And if they do, whoever then gets that link would be able to view it. So it's not one that you can just search YouTube for. Or you can list it as private, which means that there's no link and only you can watch it on YouTube.
Right. Yeah, I've tried to put stuff on there and marked it as explicit, like as far as adult content, and I got flagged. I didn't get in trouble, but I definitely got flagged.
Just put it as unlisted, and then so that means that whenever somebody wants to view it, you have to give them the link, but you can upload it, because I've got other stuff uploaded on there that is would not be family friendly. And I haven't had anything flagged or anything else like that.
Right. Okay. I just want to go through this site really quick and give shout-outs to the models that we do have on here. Top models would be, they have Nikki Softskin, and then myself, and then Nikita. And she named that date. And then Paige, and then there's Tilly McReese, Sydney, Catalina. I'm looking for girls I know, but there's so many girls on here. Alexis Novak, she's pretty hot. She's probably the only feature entertainer that walked around with combat boots all weekend, which is super, super hot. Kelly Jane has stuff on here. Destiny May. Stuff on here. Dazia Morgan, super hot. On her octopus theme. Kennedy Cole. Mandy Candy. The BSA. Nova Kane. Raven Knox. There's a lot of girls on here. There's a lot of girls on here that need to get back on here too and update their stuff like myself. The strip mall.com, like I said, you know, they go to all of the adult events. If you want to get involved in the industry, this is how I got to be as big as I am is through their help, because they definitely mentored me and helped me last minute stage props. They help. They have people that help escort you back and forth when you're in that new topping. And, you know, they're family. So make sure you check out thestripmodel.com. We will have them back on. We will have some individual models on. Trinity Turner will be joining us at the end of September. She's a very well-known model and feature entertainer. She travels the country. She's one of the big hits right now. And then we also have Bobby Spears, Mr. News North America from last year, is going to be on doing a show. We have a lot of models that are going to be coming on, but thestripmodel.com is where you're going to be getting most of your models from. Autumn Rain will be helping me with our Saturday, Success Saturday this week, co-hosting. That was the hot redhead that you heard from earlier. It was so funny. I was watching this video earlier about the algorithms of crazy and hot, and the guy said, I'm trying to pull it up, but he said, avoid anyone who red hair or is named Tiffany. Danger zone. Redhead strippers or anyone named Tiffany. It made me laugh so hard. It's on my Facebook if you want to see it. If you have an established crowd and you're sick of being blocked on Facebook, make sure you email me or message me on Facebook, CynthiaTaser@gmail.com. I do have a way that you can post those 90 pictures and get paid for it. I'm going to use that little clue to sign out right now. I thank you guys for joining. And make sure you tune in next Wednesday for Taser Time, Wacky Wednesday, when I have my two Canadian hotties. I met them last year at the Adult Expo in New Orleans, and we have some stories to tell you. It's just crazy what we experienced, and we haven't talked to each other in a year, so there's definitely going to be a lot to talk about, and I hope that you guys sign in. Chris Meggs, thank you for joining us. That was Chris Meggs, ChrisMeggs69 at gmail.com. If you want to be photographed to be put on the circle, if you want to be photographed to any of these events, if you want to have your business logo, like if you're in one of these areas that's having one of these competitions and you have a business and you want to have all these top famous models in your company t-shirt, message Chris Meggs. He can make that happen. He's the man with the plan. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Strip Mom. Everybody have a nice weekend.